the viewpoints of the leader, Sayyid Mojtaba Husseini Khamenei.
This is part of the message issued by Imam Sayyid Mojtaba Husseini Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, discussing the occasion of the 40th day after the martyrdom of the illustrious, exalted leader of the Islamic Revolution, may God sanctify his pure soul, and important matters related to the Third Imposed War. This occasion provides a good opportunity to offer a brief description of the character of our illustrious leader. We are speaking of a man who was not well understood despite his fame. Everyone knows that our martyred leader was an astute, insightful jurist, a tireless mujahid, as firm and steadfast as a mountain, a practicing, pious scholar, and a man who would constantly remember God, pray the tajahud prayer, beseech the Lord, and take recourse in the sacred immaculate imams, peace be upon them. None of these virtues and talents stemmed from anything other than special divine grace and the special attention of our master, Imam Mahdi, and his pure forefathers, peace be upon them. Perhaps the magnet that drew such divine grace and attention toward that great man can be summarized in his relentless, sincere struggle for the truth. However, beyond the grueling hardships of his struggle against the traitorous Pahlavi regime, he uniquely capitalized on another special opportunity in the course of fulfilling his duty. This is something that the general public is largely unaware of. Destiny had it that this young Sayyid, intensely eager for knowledge and equally driven to action, at a time when his honorable father was on the verge of losing his sight, chose to abandon all the ostensible avenues of academics in Qom that promised advancement. After years of diligent study in the presence of eminent scholars, he placed his trust in divine grace and dedicated himself entirely to caring for his father. Divine grace in response to this act of sacrifice manifested itself when Sayyid Ali Khamenei unexpectedly rose like a sun from Khorasan before he had even reached the age of 30. He was soon recognized as a pillar in intellectual and revolutionary struggle and made remarkable strides in traditional Islamic sciences at the same time. This was to such an extent that in the 1970s, Savak secret police described him as the Khomeini of Khorasan. I must emphasize that this path of both spiritual growth and outward progress continued throughout the next phases of his life.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done. You've done for me. Through all my years I've been lost. You guided me from all the ways that were wrong.